Ellie, I wrote you a week or so ago asking if I could talk to you about your bonus baby days. Trying to book. Yes, sir. Is this a good time?
Be fine.
Okay, thank you. First, let me say I do appreciate this. I know it's an imposition on you, but I sure appreciate all the help I can get. I'll ask you, if you don't mind, I don't know, a dozen or so questions, and if you would, please just answer as long or short as you want to, and if you don't want to answer something, don't do it, and if you want to add to it, please do.
Okay.
How much did you sign for? What was your bonus amount?
$30,000.
What was announced? The amount?
I think $20,000 was.
I've only found one person, I don't recall who that was right now, but the announced amount and the actual amount were the same thing.
Yeah.
Who was the scout that signed you for the Reds?
Phil Figge.
How many teams altogether contacted you? Any idea?
I'm going to take a guess. I think maybe 10 teams.
Okay, that's a bunch. Any other concrete offers?
Baltimore. I had one with Baltimore.
Okay. Was a bonus offer?
Yes.
Okay. Was there an amount mentioned or just talked about?
Just kind of talked about.
Okay. This is a question that I usually cannot get an answer to. Is your high school playing record available by any chance?
I don't even know.
Most of the high schools kept a scorebook until the game was over and then proceeded to lose it, it seems like.
Yeah, probably. I have no idea if they have it or not.
Okay. What school did you go to?
Nathan Hale High School.
In?
West Allis.
Okay.
Wisconsin.
I'll drop my line, but I've struck out in uniform. A couple of fellows have had some clippings, but that's the closest I've found out.
I don't think they have it, but it's West Allis Nathan Hale High School.
Okay. I'll write it. It just cost a 29-cent stamp, so it's no big deal. When did you sign? You were with the team out of spring training, so what time of the year did you sign?
I signed in August of 56.
Okay, why did you not join them at that point? Or did you?
Well, that was towards the end of the year.
Okay.
I did not join them. No, I went to spring training with them.
Okay.
Of 57.
You were the first bonus baby the Reds signed. I guess you were also the first to appear in a game. They were very, very slow to come around to the pre-spending ways. I guess they still are. But you were the first sign. Bobby Hendrick was after that, and then Jay Hook.
Bobby Hendrick was then too, yeah.
Yeah. So I guess in doing the way they did it, it prevented them having to scratch somebody from the roster to put you on it.
Well, what happened with me was that I went to spring training with Cincinnati, and I had to be on the club because I signed a bonus.
Mm-hmm.
And they, kind of a unique situation here, they actually wanted me to go into the service to get playing time, and I would get my service out of the way in the meantime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because they were drafting people at that time.
Right.
So I would get my service out of the way, and which I, and they wanted to have, I believe it was George Crowe, if I'm not mistaken, you might want to check, was the fellow that they wanted to keep on the roster because they were going for the pennant.
Right.
And at that time, we had Ed Bailey, Ed Burgess. I wasn't going to catch at all.
Mm-hmm.
They had Bailey and Burgess, and Bailey was catching, and Burgess was a pinch hitter and catch at, you know, different times. But come to think of it, he just died not too long ago, didn't he?
Just within the last 3 or 4 months, I think.
Yeah,
yeah, very recently.
So I wasn't going to play. I knew that. So I went to service, and I was in for 2 years.
Okay. This is something I have not been able to find out, because the other one I spoke to, I don't remember who it was right now, didn't know. Did the time in the service count on your bonus time, your 2 years?
It counted on the pension.
Okay. Did it count against, I mean, did you count on the time you had to spend on the roster as the 2 years you had to spend on the roster?
Well, Yes, it did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's...
Yeah, it counted against the 2 years, because I came out in 1959, went to spring training with Cincinnati, and then I went to Topeka, Kansas right away.
Well, at that point, the bonus rule had been rescinded.
Yeah.
And the players didn't have to spend the time there.
Right.
So you enlisted enlisted or were you drafted?
I enlisted.
Did you play service ball?
Yes.
Okay. Whoever thought of that was doing some pretty sharp thinking. One quote I found, once the rule was made, Jim Campbell, I think, said it, as soon as everybody left the meeting in which the rule was made, everybody was trying to figure out ways to circumvent it, and I guess this was one of the better ways.
Yeah.
You did stay on the roster long enough to pinch hit.
Right.
Who'd you hit for? Do you remember the situation?
I hit for Don Newcomb.
Oh, yeah. He just, okay. What happened? What'd you do?
I walked.
Oh, well, that's impressive. I think I must have that here. I was afraid of you. Well, when did you leave the team? How long were you there?
I was there until May of 57, and I went into service right from there. I went right into service.
Uh-huh.
And then I was in the service 58, and I got out in February of 59. I got out 3 months early. Because they allowed, you could get out up to 3 months early. I enlisted for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You could get out up to 3 months early if it was considered a hardship because I was going to make it to spring training. And it was my livelihood.
Okay.
I got out 3 months early, so I got out in February of 1959.
Was the 6 month active duty program available at that time?
I think it was. I'm not positive.
So I'm a couple of years younger than you. In 59, I was faced with a similar situation. I went in for the six-month program, but I don't know when it started.
I don't either, really. I don't recall that much about it. My memory is, I have a terrible memory. It's just atrocious. But I know that was the option that I took. I went in the service.
Okay, yeah, I sympathize with the memory. Anything that happened more than a half hour ago was fuzzy. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I would suspect that you were probably received better than most of the bonus babies with the situation in which you were in. How did your teammates accept you when you first joined them that spring training?
Well, for the brief time that I was there, fine.
Okay.
There was no problem. I had, I just came out of high school, and it was not coming out of college at all, and
mm-hmm.
I had some pretty good credentials, and I had a lot to learn, and I was accepted fine. There was no problem.
Were they helpful to you?
Yep.
Okay, that's good. Anybody in particular?
Over the years, Frank Robinson was probably the most help to me.
Oh, that's a little surprising answer, actually.
He was probably the most help as far as hitting and whatnot. He was over, I don't recall anybody specifically in those first couple months, but over the time I was in Cincinnati, he was probably the most helpful.
One of the complaints, I guess the most uniform complaint from the bonus babies, and maybe it didn't affect you because you were such a short time, the coaching was lacking. It wasn't necessarily that the coaches weren't good, it's just that they didn't seem to help the players. Did you have a problem, or were you there long enough to realize it?
I wasn't there long enough to realize it, but we did have, well, Bertie Tebbets was the manager.
Right.
So he was a catcher plus a psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
He had a major in psychology, so I saw where he handled the ball players in that short length of time quite uniquely, I would say that's the word to use. Plus, he knew his things about catching. So, I found them to be okay, no problem.
And Tebbets himself was helpful.
Yeah.
He had a reputation for liking young players.
I think he liked me, so maybe because I was a catcher and that's what he was.
I interviewed Johnny Klipstein for a magazine article, I don't know, 6 or 8 months ago, and he talked about the psychology with Tebbets, said the man was a case study.
Yeah.
He was really great.
Yeah.
Again, because of your short time there, this may not be an applicable question. Jim Small, the fellow who suggested I try to write this book, said he was in high school and he had to be home by 9 o'clock at night. Then he signed a contract, and next thing he knew, he met the Tigers in New York, and there were people with their hands out for tips and wanting to carry his bags. He said said he had no idea what was going on. It was a tremendous adjustment for a kid his age, your age.
Oh,
did you find that?
Definitely. I mean, you go from high school and you end up with a few bucks in your pocket, and not that I had that much money, but you're traveling with the big boys now, and it was quite an adjustment.
Were the veterans helpful to you in this?
Pardon me?
Were the veteran players helpful to you in this respect?
Yeah, they are pretty much. I don't recall any problems with any of the ball players, any of the veteran players.
But did they try to tell you how you were supposed to act and what you were supposed to do?
They would tell me how to act. They would tell me how to dress.
Uh-huh.
You know, the whole shot. You know, what you should wear and what you shouldn't wear. And you know, they were very helpful.
Good. Steve Boris told me that first time they had a road trip to New York, Ray Boone took him to a clothing store and told him what to buy so he would look like a ball player instead of a kid.
Yeah.
Did you receive a portion of the series money that year?
No.
Okay, you were not there hardly long enough to have earned it.
No.
That some of the guys, I think to a man, received some if they were on a first division club.
Mm-hmm.
You came out, you went to the minor leagues.
Right.
You did pretty well in the minor leagues. Do you think, now in your situation, going into the service has negated a lot of what I'm asking, but do you think the minor leagues is where you should have been in the first place?
Not necessarily, because everything worked out quite well, really, because I knew, being the fact that they had Bailey and Burgess, that I was not going to play.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The chances were very slim. I figured that if I did go into service, and I think at that time the service ball was compared to like B ball.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I figured, well, I can play 2 years of the minor league ball and come out. Well, I 59, I came out, played minor league 60, 61, and then 62, I was up in the major leagues.
Mm-hmm.
So after coming out of the service, I spent 3 years in the minor leagues and went from B, well, let's see, Topeka was B, went to Columbia, South Carolina, A, then I was at San Diego for a little bit, which was AAA, and then Indianapolis, AAA.
Mm-hmm.
So the way it all worked out, I didn't second-guess myself that I did anything wrong.
Okay. Not a typical answer at all. Most of the boys really had second thoughts. Of course, it's in retrospect.
As to what?
As to signing the bonus contract and, resting for 2 years.
Yeah, well, they sat.
Yeah.
Yeah, they sat for 2 years where I was playing ball and getting some experience, where I figured that I, you know, like I said again, I figured I was not going to play. And it probably worked out for the best. And I might add, I did get a few bucks. I don't know if this should even be published, that I've got a few bucks for going in the service.
Oh, well, if you don't want it said, I won't say it. But there's a lot of talk about, I don't know what's under the table or not, the payments that weren't necessarily defined in the original contract.
Yeah.
The way some players, well, this is, he told me this, and it's, I guess, for publication, Darren Johnson did not sign a bonus contract. Instead, he signed a minor league contract for a short season league at major league per month pay. So it didn't amount to over $4,000, but still it was a whole lot more than a minor league. Yeah, it came to like $3,500 is what he got.
Have you talked to him?
Yeah.
You did?
Yes.
How's he doing?
He's doing very well. He says he's going to win. He certainly is in good spirits.
He's got cancer, is that right?
Yes, lung cancer.
Yeah.
He seems he's planning on coaching next year. Just an uncommonly nice individual.
He's a good guy.
He really, really seemed like it.
When I played.
Liked him a whole lot from the conversation. Okay, your opinion of the bonus rule in general, not necessarily as it applied to you, but as it applied overall.
I don't think there probably should even be a bonus rule. If the guy can get the money and he can, and regardless if they have him at the major league level or the minor league level, whatever it may be, just because he can get X amount of dollars over a certain amount means that he's got to be in the major leagues. I don't think that's in the best interest of the ball player. And I think that maybe is that kind of what you've been hearing from the guys, you know, because they got more than, what was the bonus, $4,000?
$4,000,
$4,000, more than that, they had to sit on their rear ends for 2 years,
mm-hmm.
which to them was not helpful whatsoever. I don't think there should be even a bonus rule.
Well, the reason, of course, was to try to prevent the rich teams from getting richer.
Yeah.
And it didn't end up not working because the rich teams got around it somehow or another.
Yeah.
The rule then you feel, not trying to put words in your mouth, but you feel is detrimental.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. to the team and to the player and everything.
Yeah. And like in my case, it worked out. You know, that wasn't the thing I wanted to do, was to go into the service and not be a major league ball player. But after I talked about it with my mother and dad and a few other people, I figured, well, that's, you know, it might not be too bad an idea, because at least I'd be playing ball there. And, you know, we had some pretty good competition.
Mm-hmm.
I went over to Europe and I played ball all summer over there. I didn't put a uniform on to the whole summer.
That's nice.
And a few people were a little angry about that, but we had some pretty good competition over there. So I think that may have helped me.
Your story is probably, other than guys like K-Line, who sort of stepped right in the lineup, it's probably as good a story as anybody's as far as having success with the bonus rule. You did not have all the disadvantages and yet seemed to have all the advantages of it. You must have lived right or something.
I don't know, but I just, you know, after I go back and think about it, I'm it worked out fine.
Yeah, it sure seems to have.
And I was in the service when I was 18 years old, and I grew up real quick.
Yeah, that's when I went in, and it does mature you.
Oh.
When you came out, you got back to the woods. You backed up Johnny Edwards for a while, then you platooned. What later on with the White Sox, it looked like you were going to be a regular and got injured, is that right?
Yeah, I broke my hand.
And that really zapped you, didn't it?
That took care of the. That was pretty much the whole year right there.
Yeah.
I did come back and played, but and then they traded me to Boston the next year.
Well, you were the first string catcher with the White Sox, so you got hurt.
Yeah.
As well as I remember, yeah. Okay, yeah, that pretty much covers it, unless you've got something else you want to tell me about it.
Not really. That's about it, really.
Okay, just as I told you in the letter, I'm trying to get the background for it. It may well be down the road, I may have more questions. May I call back?
Sure.
Okay. I think we're probably talking about a year anyhow before I get this thing here. I've still got to get up to Cooperstown and get a lot of stuff from the National Baseball Library.
How many people are you calling?
Well, I'd like to speak to all of them. That's not possible. First of all, three or four of them have passed away, but I'm not going to get responses from everybody. I think you're probably number 15, and I've got four or five more to call that have agreed to speak with me. But I've written everybody, and I haven't got answers from a whole lot of them. I'm going to try again.
Is that right?
But if I can get, of the roughly 60, if I can get 30, and I think I can get 30, that will be enough. Plus the National Baseball Library will have an awful lot of stuff. But the thing is not finding information, it's putting it all together in a comprehensive form. But that can be done, just a matter of sitting down and getting the words.
Okay. Well, feel free to call.
Thank you very much. Before anything goes into any kind of print, would you like to see a copy of that part that pertains to you?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel much better by doing that. Even though some fellows say no, I still like to send it.
I'd like to see it.
Just in case. You shall. Like I said, maybe a year, but I'll send you. I'll probably talk to you in the meantime, but I'll send you whatever pertains to you before it ever goes to any kind of publisher or anything.
Good enough.
Don, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Merry Christmas.
You, same to you.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Good night.